Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Thursday morning. And Alan, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the new state budget fulfills one of his late father's legislative ambitions. Speaking yesterday, Cuomo said the disclosure of outside income earned by members of the legislature is something his father wanted almost 30 years ago.
He worked on it very hard, 1986, 1987, and it didn't happen. So I am very proud that this in many ways completes what my father had set out to do in the late 80s. It takes the state to a new level of ethics.
Well, look, we heard again and again, we saw the Rocky move, Speaker Hastie and the governor raising their hands together and saying that they had prevailed and there were new ethics legislation. But I had predicted, and I was right, that there were going to be so many holes in this ethics law that you could once again begin to drive cement trucks through it. And that is what is turning out to be true. If you don't want to disclose, well, you can go to a board and say, I don't want to disclose. And the board will say to you, okay, you don't have to, maybe. So what we have here is one of those, you know, guys standing on the corner with three little nuts with the ball under one of them and, you know, people guessing where the ball is. I think basically it's better. There's no question it's a little bit better, but it doesn't stop the ethics issues that we're going to be continuing to have. Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general of the state, has said this basically doesn't work and that, you know, there are better ways to do this, like raising salaries and just prohibiting outside employment for legislators. That really is what ought to be done. And I'm sure that the Cuomo people are not very happy with Mr. Schneiderman right now, who has not been known as a wild-eyed fighter. Schneiderman has always been somewhat sedate. And this is unusual for him to confront the governor on an issue like this.
Alan, to the University at Albany, where the headline in the Times Union this morning is loss of students cited as a threat. The number of students at the University at Albany has dropped by 1,000 over the last 8 years, making declining enrollments the college's most significant financial threat, and that's according to President Robert Jones at his spring address on Wednesday.
Look, the Albany Times Union is a very good paper when it comes to looking at things like this. If you read between the lines, you get a number of impressions. Number one impression was that Elaine Calieros had enough clout with the nanotech branch that he was able to pull it out of the university. Clearly, there are some questions that have to be asked as to whether that has hurt the overall mission of the University at Albany. Clearly, also, the president of SUNY is not about to start throwing dust in the face of the governor or the people who allowed that to happen, but it needs to be looked at. There were warnings about this all along. Secondly, you know, there is a sense that the state university should be prospering right now. In other words, you better believe that with some private colleges costing $60,000 a year, up to $60,000 and more now, that the state university ought to have people banging down their doors, and in many campuses they do. But the fact that Albany is losing students means there has to be a very careful look to see, A, whether the leadership that is being provided by the current president is the right leadership, and also whether or not the university is doing what it ought to do in terms of what they're offering to students that will attract them to the campus.